Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Welcome to an American sports talk show.
This is America. We're about winning championships.
Damn right, Todd Graham.
Playoffs?
Where is Todd Graham now?
Hawaii.
Oh, that's right.
He's at Hawaii.
Yeah.
He'll probably be gone soon. By the way, quick follow-up. The listeners are all over this. Yankoff, the guy from UCLA you were talking about.
Carson Yankoff, former
Washington
UW guy. Fame.
He moved to wide receiver.
Okay.
But they're saying that perhaps he could move back if Thompson Robinson can't go. Times are tough.
It's a little lean, right?
I mean, at UCLA.
Just goes to show you, like, you're a big time quarterback recruit because he was supposed to be the future there, and now he can't beat out anyone at UCLA.
All right. Well, kind of a cool moment Wednesday night when Peyton Pritchard was drafted. I saw the
most people had him as a second round pick.
Saw the videos of they do that. They do the tribute videos now, and they cry and they show the behind the scenes of them on the phone with the executives or whatever. Pretty cool, man, because everything I've heard of Peyton Pritchard, he's a nice kid, deserving, never met him, but watched him at Oregon, and I how fans are. I thought he got a lot of crap, and me included, like when, his first couple years there at Oregon, it's like,
man. Well, he was a local legend here.
All this hype. And
he went whatever it was, three state titles.
But it just goes to show you, it takes time. This is why these college kids leaving after a year, it's just so ridiculous. You get 4 years and look what you can become. And he's kept his nose to the grindstone. So very deserving. Peyton Pritchard is going, and he's getting guaranteed money now because he's in the first round. He's going to the Boston Celtics.
Well, it's one of those things, too, is that, like, he's not a physical freak, right? And so you get to stay in college for 4 years because, well, you don't have a shot in the NBA. And so you kind of grow and develop, and this is one of those things is you can grow your way into a spot in this league. And I even saw before the draft, right? I mean, most people had him as a second-round pick, but I saw plenty of people being like, look, this guy's going to make a roster, and he's not going to be a starter, but that guy will be a valuable piece to someone moving forward, and he will have a long career in the NFL in the NBA because he's made himself into an NBA player.
He can shoot, and so that's all. You've always got a place at the table with that. He can shoot from deep. Yep. He can hit clutch shots. He has. He gets after it a little bit on defense too. I mean, he can defend a little bit.
Sure.
And he can dish. Yeah. So it'll be, I don't know what to think. I think that the fit with Brad Stevens is great. I think Brad Stevens is a great place for him to go. A great coach for him to go learn.
Well, and he gets to go sit in Boston and is not going to be asked to do anything that's going to be, over his skis, right? He just gets to, he's going to get to come in and he will play a role. And something tells me that Brad Stevens will find a role for him. And for guys like Peyton Pritchard, how many times does it just come down to fit? And so I think if you're Pritchard going in the first round to a place like Boston, you couldn't find a better scenario. Mm-hmm. Than landing where he did.
Yeah. I think I would, if I were him, I would just take this over, you know, say you can go somewhere like, I don't know,
you know,
just some crappy place where that you maybe could play more.
Yeah.
You can maybe see the court. I'd rather go to Boston.
Yeah.
Like a backup quarterback.
Exactly.
Sit there and learn.
You know, as opposed to, you know, and some people are going to be, you know, bring up the, you know, the athleticism, you know, the Jimmer Fredettes of the world. But Jimmer Fredette was a one-trick pony. The guy was a scorer. Pritchard isn't. He's not just a one-trick guy. That's why I said I think he will find a role in Boston. And by the way, and people in Boston will love him.
Nobody's saying he's going to be the next, you know, Steve Nash.
No.
But he's got a shot.
To be the next Steve Nash?
No.
No, I don't.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
But he's got a shot in the league.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't think we would have said that even 2 years ago.
No.
All right. Well, a couple things put out by Oregon men's basketball. By the way, they start next week.
I know. That's so
Wednesday.
It's bizarre to me.
And yet there's still no schedule.
And we get all these football games canceled, but, you know, we're going to play basketball. All right. Well,
let's do it.
We'll see what happens.
The Oregon men's basketball Twitter feed put these out. Oregon's just an athlete factory, man.
Yeah.
They said they are the only school nationally with first round picks in the NFL, NBA, and WNBA drafts this year.
Oh, well, tip of the cap.
The only school.
Something tells me Alabama will say that we don't care about that. We're about winning championships, but still.
Yeah, well, Bama, where are your WNBA studs, okay? Studettes. Take that, Saban.
They're like, yeah, we do seemingly have 7 first-round NFL selections every year, but, you know.
Top heavy.
Oregon has become one of the more balanced national programs, athletic programs across the board.
Dude, they're a factory.
Yes.
And they're also the only school in Pac-12 history to win football and men's and women's basketball titles in the same year.
Yeah, we talked about that.
They did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you look at it, you look at the way.
And so somebody from each of those teams was a first rounder in the same year.
I think Nemec said that they're, if you combine football and basketball, I think they're the number one recruiter for football and basketball combined in the country right now. Mm. The women's team obviously is killing it right now.
Isn't the men's team, they're the number one recruiting class?
I think they have the number one recruiting class in basketball and like the number 3 or 4 in football. It's quite high.
Dana Altman.
We know track and field is killing it, right? Just every sport across the board there at Oregon. Women's softball is very good.
Do they have a bastard sport?
Well, baseball kind of fell in some hard times, but I don't
know. New coach, no.
Yeah, new coach, but basically they've kind of become a school that can compete in pretty much anything that they, anything they want. There's
well,
a
should,
commitment there,
right? Like if you're a coach there, you should be able to compete. They
have the backing, but I'm just saying not many schools, have that sort of commitment across the board. And Oregon does. It is a very, very good one of, I mean, I don't think you're talking out anyone's, you know what here, but that's got to be a top, what, 6 or 7 school across the board for all these sports. I mean, a lot of the Olympic sports, the Stanfords and the UCLAs of the world have been really good, but they don't have the sort of recent success in the money drivers that Oregon does. They've built something really good there, and they've got the facilities and the culture to keep it going.
All right, let's take a break, and when we return, we will look at the NFL weekend corndog, including the Saints. Have a new quarterback since we last spoke. 416 on the Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we've got some in the news coming up next. News you can use.
I could use some news.
Local news you can use.
More things shutting down?
Well, yeah, but we have flying battery news.
Oh, okay. Like someone throwing a battery or batteries have literally taken flight?
Batteries have taken flight.
Okay.
Imagine sitting there watching the Seahawks game last night and batteries just come flying through your windows.
Well, I wouldn't want them through the windows, but if someone wants to just like drop off some batteries from above, you can never have too many batteries because you know inevitably you need a battery and you don't have one. You're like, damn it. You got to go take it out of the clicker.
Yeah. I also have owl news when owls attack.
I do like owls.
In Portland.
I've long said that I would like an owl and name him Professor Feathers and have him hang out at my place.
Now we've got Joey Harrington next hour. Set your weekend DVR. We'll do all those things we normally do on Friday. Now would be the time to discuss any pressing NFL matters. And there are a few.
Please.
Because, well, first of all, actually, it's not NFL. Did you see Syracuse is on TV tonight?
I did. That is the furthest thing from the NFL. I mean, literally, furthest thing from the NFL is the Syracuse Orangemen.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're playing, looks like they're playing Nebraska, but they're not. They're playing Louisville.
Yeah, I don't know what Louisville's doing. They're wearing some sort of weird throwback uni. It's like cream and there's no helmet. I don't know.
Only the second time I've watched my team play this year. The first was week one, and they've been on the ACC network every week, which is I don't have. And frankly, they suck, so I don't really care.
Okay. Yeah, That's how I feel about Kansas.
I thought Dino was supposed to be good, man. What the hell?
Well, I think Dino is good, but the amount of players who opted out for COVID was a lot, and they've had a ton of injuries. So yeah. I don't think this team would have been great. I just think it wouldn't have been 1-7 either.
I'm sorry to bring them up because we have NFL pressing matters.
Okay.
Did you see Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback for the Saints now?
That's not confirmed, but it appears that way. Sean Payton said that Sone has been named the starter, but we haven't announced. But sources are leaking.
He's been taking first team reps.
Yeah, it's going to be Taysom Hill, which is interesting because everyone assumed it was going to be Jameis Winston. And we were like, oh, is this the resurrection? And then here we go with Taysom Hill. Although I'm fascinated by the number of people that now think that this is a terrible idea because you've seen Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill play so much in Saints practices. Like, I'm always stunned when these sorts of things happen. And now we second guess Sean Payton. Look, I don't think Sean, I'm a BYU guy, and I didn't understand the whole Taysom thing from the get-go. And when he comes in, it's just this weird, awkward quarterback run. It seemingly never works, and their offense grinds to a halt. I have no idea why they love him so much, but Sean Payton does. Last year, he didn't love him enough to start him over Teddy Bridgewater. So last time I checked, Sean Payton is a pretty smart guy. And if he thought Jameis Winston gave him a better chance to win, a la Teddy Bridgewater, Taysom Hill's ass would be on the bench. But apparently he does feel that Taysom Hill gives him the best shot. And so
maybe he's racist.
Let's actually Teddy Bridgewater. He was also black.
And he started over Taysom Hill.
He started over Taysom Hill.
My argument holds no water.
So
rats.
How about we just Taysom Hill has never had this opportunity. So give him a crack. And it sounds like at least to the reports is there are not going to be packages for Jameis Winston and that this is going to be Taysom Hill. This will not be a two quarterback thing. It's going to be his job and we'll see what happens. I personally think it's sketchy because I've never watched Taysom Hill play quarterback and thought to myself,
exactly,
that works.
No one has, except for Sean Payton's the only one who thinks he's any good.
Gave him $20 million.
And look, Sean Payton's a good coach, but Jesus, what is going on there?
I don't know. Maybe Jameis Winston, though, again, this is why I'm not in the huddle. I'm not in meetings. I'm not in practice. Maybe Jameis Winston is a turnover machine in practice, and he's like, I can't. At least with Taysom Hill, I can manage the game, try to run the ball a little bit, and not turn it over.
That game kind of scares me if I'm a Saints guy.
Yeah, because Atlanta, by the way, is not as bad as their record indicates.
No, they're playing better.
Yeah, it would worry the hell out of me.
Yeah, so you'll probably see both of them. Like, if one of them's struggling, you're going to see the other one.
I would assume that there is going to be a relatively quick hook, but Sean Payton supposedly the reason why he kept him around is they think that Taysom Hill is the guy after Drew Brees. So,
okay.
If that's true, here's your opportunity for the next couple weeks to make Taysom Hill the guy. Prove to me he can do something besides a bad third down quarterback draw that goes nowhere.
Thoughts on Justin Herbert's haircut?
It is atrocious and it's shameful. And it hurts my soul as someone who's bald. He had such a good head of hair going.
Did he let one of the coaches cut it?
He let the strength conditioning coach cut it. And look, I get kind of the all shucks, Justin Herbert. You know, he's just kind of a, you know, small town kid. You're a franchise quarterback. Don't let the strength conditioning coach cut your hair.
You had a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
And now it looks terrible.
It really does look like a sixth grade. My mom just cut my hair with a Flowbee.
Well, he just looks so young anyway. He doesn't do himself any favors with that.
Because he looks 19 again.
He's baby-faced.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he can play quarterback. Pretty good.
Yes.
Although I don't know what it is about the Chargers that people think they're decent. They suck.
I don't know that they suck.
They do, dude. They have two wins. They suck.
They have talent, though.
I think the Jets are going to beat them.
Oh.
Okay.
What? Sports talk, right? Hot takes. You said. Bring some hot takes today.
Can I ask a question?
There's a difference between hot takes and stupid takes.
I can even justify it.
That's where I'm going. I'm going to need.
I can justify
it. Giuliani, you got the folder there in the binder. Please open it up and show me it's something other than your weird hair dye. Show me.
Yeah, please stop dripping down the sides of your head and tell us.
Give me the
Giuliani.
Proof.
Giuliani. Can you believe that guy's even in like a serious person?
By the way, my offense, that happened to my offensive line coach.
But he's taken as such. It's crazy.
It's the most amazing thing in the world when it happens.
What?
When my O-line coach would dye his hair with like that bad spray-on crap. And so then when it would rain or it would get too hot, the dark streaks would leak down his face. And I can't tell you.
Seventh grade math teacher in my middle school had that too. Mr. Massimo.
Right? And you just sit there and stare at it, and I would just be getting my butt reamed, right? Just chewed out, and I was trying so hard not to laugh because the angrier he got and the more he yelled, it would just like a flood would just come down his face, and you can't take someone like that seriously. That guy could be giving me the most important piece of advice I've ever gotten, and I wouldn't hear a word of it because I'm just looking at your Just for Men running down your face.
Yeah, I didn't have Mr. Massimo as a teacher, but we did do, in my seventh grade year, we did swaps where we got the other teacher that the rest of the school had for like 2 weeks. So I was with Mr. Massimo for 2 weeks, and every single day, his black hair dye was leaking down the front of his face, going into his eyebrows, leaking down his cheeks, and you're like, dude. Yep.
And when it would rain, one Roger French would holler. Like he was the Wicked Witch and the rain was going to melt him. He would yell at one of the trainers, one of the equipment people, to run and get him a hat pronto. And the cruelest thing is when, and I think this was on purpose, because the equipment guy would give him a white hat, because then it would just seep into the hat. And so it would just, it would look like a Rorschach mask as it would just bleed through. And that was our leader of men. And now that man is leading, well, he's leading federal lawsuits.
Well, here's how I will justify this.
Okay.
Hot take.
Please, please do.
One, Joe Flacco is better than Sam Darnold. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. They looked way better with Flacco last week against New England.
Sure.
They almost won that game, but they're the Jets. They suck. Mm-hmm. Their defense, you know, they held Buffalo down. Their defense isn't bad. They're playing hard. Mm-hmm. It's better than like, say, for example, Jacksonville's defense.
Sure.
And the Chargers, you know, they just suck. They only have two wins. And I think we get over our, like what you were saying earlier about Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. Arizona. We love Kyler Murray so much. We over prop up Arizona. I think we do that with the Chargers. Herbert looks really good, mm-hmm. but he also has thrown some pretty bad picks. You know, he's young. He's not perfect.
I thought that was his worst game, yeah, by the way, last week.
Terrible pick in the second half,
yeah,
that really hurt them. He only threw for 187 yards. And Miami's a good team, but their only wins are against Jacksonville and Cincy, and they barely beat both of those teams.
Yeah, 16-13.
So I don't see much. We thought the Chargers defense was good. It's not. I don't see that much different. I'm going to take the Jets. Wait, no, I'm not. But I think that
9.5. You want to lay some juice?
No,
no.
I'm not betting on the Jets. Okay. There's no way. They're 0-9. I'm just saying. I bet you that game's close.
I understand.
Those teams aren't that far apart.
I understand. Lay some money on it. Lay some money on
it. I can't do that because I don't. I'm not going to bet on an 0-9 team. But I'm just saying, the Chargers aren't much different. They suck balls.
And
now look at Justin Herbert's hair. Come on.
That was an impassioned plea, but yet
the one main rule here
is that they're the Jets.
They're the Jets.
But they're the Chargers.
And the Jets don't want to win. Although at this
have you
point,
watched the Chargers try to lose?
I have watched the Chargers.
Why are they favored by 9.5 over anyone?
Well, it's because they can score.
The Jets have trouble. I will give you that.
Those
teams are closer to each other than people want to admit.
The fact that you just said you think Joe Flacco is going to get them to be better offensively.
They are better. They were better.
One game.
Well, one game is one game. They've only had one game with him back, and they were better.
Joe Flacco.
He's terrible, but Sam Darnold is worse.
Someone just put money on the Jets because of you.
Boom.
This is what you've done.
Cash and tickets, bitch.
I can't.
I love it.
I can't abide
this. Let's do this.
No.
Put the money line. Do a little money line.
Do not touch the Jets.
By the way, the other thing too is when you're 0-9, you're pissed off. You want to win. Chargers are going to take them lightly, guaranteed.
Nobody on the Jets cares that they're
0-9. I feel even better now than I did at the start of this segment. I might take the Jets.
Now, I will let you know, because I laid the big wood when Kansas City was favored by like 17 over the Jets.
Yeah.
Guess what they covered?
Yeah.
I believe
that's a different animal.
I believe that the Jets, I'm trying to look it up. I think they're 1-8 against the spread this year.
Who'd they cover against, though?
I'm looking here. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. They're 2-7.
Boom. In your effing face.
They're 2-7 against the spread.
Your brother's all over it. He just texted me. He said, I'm with you.
No.
Plus 9.
No. It's 9.5, actually.
Right. Well, I'll take 10.
Their two wins this year against the spread were Buffalo.
Boom.
9.5.
Good team.
They lost by 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots, which was 9, they lost by 3.
Good little team.
And they were in that. They should have won that
game.
They
should have won, yeah. But they,
damn it,
alas,
you convinced me. That's it. Let's all get on the Jets.
Yeah.
Let's all Jets. Let's do it. Let's lay. We're not laying. Let's grab the, I say, gobble it up. Let's get the 9.5 and let's do this together.
No.
I'm doing it. Rop, I'm with you.
Hell yeah, baby.
I'm placing a sub-uck on the Jets.
Come on, man.
They're going to lose by 10 and you're going to be so mad.
No, I'm going to take
what?
The 10.
I'm caught up in the moment. During the break, I will be placing a $50 one unit wager bet on the Jets. You've got
you're
me fired
You're doing a full
up.
Unit?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Like half unit.
No,
it's the Jets.
I'm doing money line.
Let's do it.
7 units.
I'm not ready to do that. But you've got me excited. Plus, it's kind of
wait,
fun.
What's the money
what
line?
Is the money line?
I don't know.
I'll look it up here.
Tell me what the money line
I mean,
is.
I'm on Vegas Insider right now.
Money line for those that don't follow gambling.
No
that
spread.
Means they have to win.
They gotta win outright.
The Jets have to win the game.
I will tell you this.
You play to win the game.
This is like when this is what I did in the Chiefs, because remember you were mocking me for taking the Chiefs and laying the, it was almost 3 touchdowns.
Oh, I don't think I mocked you.
You mocked
me. No, dude, not with the Chiefs.
It is fun when you make a bet.
Plus right? 350 for the Jets right now.
Oh, see, I thought it would have been higher.
I'm not touching that.
That tells you something
that's
right
there.
That's
just Vegas consensus. I'm not I don't have the Oregon Lottery app open, but that's just on Vegas Insider.
It is awesome in gambling when you make one bet that's just kind of, you don't really feel it. You just get caught up in the moment and you bet it. Because then, like, when you're watching the game, it's like there's a buzz to it. Like, you don't care about anything else. You just want the Jet. You'll be watching that Jets game now just fired up. And I'm excited now. Yeah. I've got my juices flowing.
You guys will all meet at the bank on Monday.
Yes.
To cash our... To make it rain.
And I know we didn't make our picks, but if you want to make it rain, again, get on board the Dolphin Express.
I jumped on board with Souk 2 weeks ago, and I have not regretted it.
Yes, 6 weeks in a row. We're going to make it 7. Next stop, Payout Town. It's only like 3.5. At least that's when I got it.
You know what? I'll join you on the Jets.
Here he comes. Hell yeah.
I'll join you on the Jets.
That is what I'm talking about.
I'm opening it up right now. Let's go. I'm not going to do money line because I'm not an idiot, but I'm going to do plus 9.5.
Call Mike Greenberg. It's not an idiot. It's just a long shot. It's like, hey.
It's not an idiot.
You're an idiot. I mean, wait. It's not an idiot play.
You're an idiot. I'm an idiot.
It's a long shot play. Now, somebody said, do we all forget that last Christmas, 0-10 Cleveland played the Chargers and beat him?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
It does happen.
That did happen?
Yes.
Wait, that does happen or that did happen?
It does, and it did. Both.
I did it. All right. Well, we're devolving here, but we're really excited about the Jets.
Jets plus 9.5. Let's go.
Let's do it.
One unit placed.
One other thing I wanted to tell you guys.
You don't do half a unit, Mike. Have some balls. Do the full unit, whatever it is.
What did I say? I said one unit.
I know, but you were trying to go half. It's never half a unit. You always go full unit.
One other thing in the NFL, corndog. First all-black crew, Monday Night Football, Rams Bucks.
Really?
Yeah, we've never had an all-black NFL officiating crew. Mm-hmm. They will all be black. In that game.
All right.
This Monday night.
Tip of the cap.
Not just Monday night. I'm saying at any game in the NFL ever.
Yeah. Never happened.
Yeah. So.
By the way, Dolphins, it's cool. Still at 3.5.
Who's playing quarterback for Denver?
I don't know. I don't know if Locke's officially out, but it's still sitting there at 3.5.
It's Denver. They can't do anything right.
Respect for my Dolphins.
3.5.
I got to tell you.
It's a big play for me. I'm going all in on that. That's my big.
How many units?
That might be my biggest play of the
75
month.
75 units.
This is probably going to be a 7 or 8 for me.
Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm not saying I won't bet Miami because you just ride the horse until it bucks you off.
That's right. Respect the streak.
However, there's something fishy about that line. Yeah. Don't you think? It feels too low.
Every week,
Vegas has been wrong on the Dolphins every week.
Vegas isn't in the business of just continuing to be wrong.
I keep waiting for the public to wake up and realize that the Dolphins are good, and they won't do it. All the Dolphins do every week is win or cover.
They've covered 5 in a row.
They are a machine.
Won and covered 5 in a row.
Yes. And I, what am I missing about Denver?
I don't know, because it feels like they should be like 7-point favorites.
Exactly. When I looked at that and saw that it was 3.5, I went, what? Oh, okay.
By the way, since we're on the topic of picks.
We have to break.
I know, Mike. But are we considering Atlanta plus 3.5 now that they switched to Taysom Hill?
I'm not. I'm not touching that.
I'm intrigued by it, but I'm not touching it.
I'm intrigued by that.
I'm intrigued by the tots, but I will not put it in my mouth for fear of choking.
Okay, where were we?
We got caught up in this whole thing.
God, the Jets, yes.
And the news is next.
Yeah, here's Mike.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, running behind today. This happens when we don't have shows. We should probably be 7 days a week, because whenever there's a weekend or we have a no-show Thursday like yesterday, we always just get so backed up with hot content.
I thought you've been trying to get us down to 4 days a week, and now you're suggesting seven? Well, you flip-flopper.
No, look, the four-day work week is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But content-wise, we should probably be on 7 days a week. Even 8 days a week.
Hot takes.
Now, I thought of something else real quick before we get to in the news, which will be abbreviated today.
Yeah, we're already,
because it's all just bad
late
COVID news anyway. Who cares? Here's another thing. If you want to get freaky, like birthday sex type freaky.
Right.
On the Jets thing.
Now, are we talking about the thing that we kind of do once in a while, or that thing that we never do?
Never
freaky?
Do.
Nice.
Okay, because the thing that we kind of do once in a while is betting on the Jets, right? Like, I mean, you've bet on bigger dogs than that.
Sure, sure.
But nobody likes the Jets, so we're all piling on the Jets. Now, here's another little thing to up the ante. Remember when I was dead on about Bill O'Brien being the first coach fired?
Yes.
When his odds were way down the list?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Jets win. You want to parlay a little something?
Oh.
Throw a little money on Anthony Lynn being the next coach fired, because Adam Gase is the odds-on favorite. But if he wins this game, Anthony Lynn may get turfed.
As if there is losing to one team that will get you fired, I give you the O for Jets.
That's right.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
All right, it is November 20, 2020. In the news, I'm your noted newsman. Today is National Absurdity Day, not to be confused with National Absurdity Year, which is 2020.
Oh, okay.
It is also National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Oh.
Peanut butter is delightful and fudge is delightful, so why not? That sounds great.
Okay. So it's like fudge infused with peanut butter. I don't know if I've ever
had... probably just peanut butter flavored fudge. Okay. You know when you go to the fudge places at the coast and they all have like 900 flavors?
Yeah, I'm saying this on the record, and it's nothing necessarily against fudge. It's just the...
Yeah, here he goes. Well,
Fudge
is amazing.
It's so good.
It's not bad.
It's amazing.
The only time anyone gets it is when you go to the coast, and I don't know why when you're at the coast, you're like, I gotta eat fudge.
Well, it's because it's part of the beach vibe. It's the same way.
Same thing
with
saltwater taffy. The only reason you eat it is because you're at the beach.
Are you about to slander saltwater taffy and fudge in the same minute?
There's better treats. There's better treats.
Not to be confused with the same segment.
Yes.
Same minute.
Yes. There's
better
treats.
Within the same 20 seconds.
There's better treats at the beach. I'm saying it.
Nobody ever makes fudge.
No.
But my aunt used to make fudge over the holidays.
Yeah, we make cookies.
And we'd go over to their house, and that fudge would disappear. Like, I would sneak in there, because I was not allowed, you know, to have that much of the fudge.
Yeah.
But it was so good that I could not help myself. I would sneak into the kitchen and steal the fudge. And before you know it, the fudge was gone, and it would be like, what the hell?
Cookies, cake,
it was always
pies.
Me.
It's all better than fudge. It's all better.
A driver high on marijuana crashed a Tesla into an apartment building in Oregon late Tuesday night. This was in Corvallis.
Whoops.
Sending hundreds of small batteries flying.
Oh. Yeah, because they've got all the battery cells.
Two of the batteries shot through apartment windows. One landed in a resident's lap.
Mm.
The other came to rest on a bed and set the sheets on fire.
What? So those are red hot batteries?
The force of the crash also sent a tire hurtling into the second-story wall of an apartment. God, can you imagine sitting there in a tire?
And I would say that is scary. If you've watched any of those, jeez. And I know you're not going like 200 miles an hour, but they've put up barriers now to stop it. But there are people that have died now at racetracks because someone will get in a crash and one of those tires comes off, and it goes into the crowd, and that thing is just a death missile.
So it says the force of the crash sent the tire into the wall, breaking a water pipe that in turn destroyed the bathroom in the unit and flooded the downstairs.
Yikes.
The batteries prompted a warning from the Corvallis police and fire departments to be aware of potentially hazardous batteries in the area of the Northwest Walnut and Northwest Fairlawn area.
Boy, that basically is freaky.
There were a ton of there's like 100 batteries, like little like AAA batteries.
Huh.
But they said don't touch them because they can be hot to the touch for up to 24 hours and can cause burns. They can release toxic fumes and animals could inhale that. They can leak substances that may harm people or your pets. So it was a whole thing out there.
I'm looking here at the photo of it. I didn't know that. I thought it was I thought it was like a big car battery, but it all comes in one big, one big cartridge. But yeah, it's all the little tiny ones kind of filled up there. I did not know that that was how Tesla rolled.
Left the road, hit the utility pole, breaking the police and knocking. Breaking the police? It broke the police. Mm. Knocked over two trees and a telephone junction box. Caused the batteries from the Tesla to enter two different residences by breaking through the windows. One landing on a lap, second on a bed.
Damn. So basically what this is telling us is never buy electric cars and they're evil, right? I guarantee like somewhere like big gas is like, see, this is what happens.
You know, I was talking to a guy who has one the other day and we were playing golf at Langdon and he lives downtown and he's like, yeah, I got down here on, one charge.
Sure.
Or whatever. But then he was going to go play the next day at Stone Creek, which is a little further out. And he's like, I don't know if my car fully charged will make it. He said, and I said, well, wait, how many miles do they say?
I thought it was like 300 miles.
Well, he said it was 100. His was 100.
Huh.
And it wasn't a Tesla. He had I don't know what he had.
Oh, okay.
Electric car. And he said, his is 100, but the second you turn it on, it goes down to like 80. And then the second you, turn on the heater, it goes down to like 60,
Wow. Well, that is true, like, because they always give you, like, the estimated miles per gallon, and they're never, it's never that good. But electric car, I mean, everything's coming. Like, within 10 years, everything we have is going to be electric. Cadillac, I think, is going all electric. Ford's now building F-150s. They're building an E-Mach, the E-Mustang. I mean, everything, this is the future.
I'm about it, but.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's just kind of annoying that.
Boy, I didn't know it was.
He doesn't know if he can make it to Stone Creek and back.
I didn't know that was that low. Most of the ones, I always thought that it was between like 200 and 300 miles per charge, but I've never owned an electric car.
All right, so I've got the latest COVID numbers next.
Guessing they're not good.
And when owls attack on the fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, wrapping up in the news for you guys on November 20th, 2020. When owls attack in Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, let me give you the bad news first. COVID, 1,306 COVID cases today in Oregon.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, that's a new high. It just keeps getting higher and higher. The people getting the COVID.
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of everything being shut down, so hopefully this...
Four new deaths.
Hopefully this taps it down, because if not, I don't want to get into the whole thing. It's very frustrating for lots and lots of people, just kind of the arbitrary nature of it, but something's got to be done, I know that.
Portland hikers and joggers are reporting being attacked by owls.
Ooh.
In our parks.
Now, I will say that the owl is very high up on my animal hierarchy list. I mean, it's not up there with raccoon, goat, and red panda, but... Boy, it's probably making my top five, and I would like an owl that just hangs out at my place. I think it'd be fantastic.
They're saying that all of a sudden it feels like you knuckle your little brother.
Sure. Charlie Horse.
You don't have a little brother, but you know what I mean.
I know of what you speak.
It felt like, they say it feels like sharp knuckles on the back of your head.
And the owls are attacking?
And then they just go back up into the trees and laugh at you.
Wow, the animal uprising. Either that, or is it possible the owls are warning us about something else, or are the owls being the new social monitor, call monitors? Like, if you get too many people together at Thanksgiving, does the owl come down and then scratch at you? It's like, hey, jackass, stay apart.
There is one woman, Caroline, who has been attacked twice in two different parks.
What?
Yes, by the owls. Apparently, they do not keep track of attacks, but...
something tells me that gal had it coming. She's probably doing something she shouldn't have been doing.
Classic Sue.
I'm not here to blame the Owls. I'm pro-Owl on the record.
Well, they see if you're jogging, like at, say, at Forest Park or whatever.
Sure.
The Owls seem to see you as a threat in their home.
Well, you probably
and
should.
And they swoop down and give you the...
the once-over.
They give you the courtesy knuck. Well, to like, hey, get out of here or it's going to be a lot worse next time.
I'd like to point out the owls aren't really doing anything bad. This is like when you go into the water and you get attacked by a shark. Oh, why? Because you're somewhere where you shouldn't be.
Dumb sharks.
Leave the owls alone.
The best advice they say is to simply try and avoid areas where owls are present.
Now, the question is, can I own an owl? Do we know this?
I'm going to say no.
No? I don't know how any of that
worked. I'm going
to say
no.
Because I would. Oh, I feel bad because then you got to keep them in a cage. You got to like clip their wings so they can't fly off. It's no good. That's more like a trained owl.
The United States does not allow private individuals to keep native owls as pets.
Ah, damn it.
They may only be possessed by trained, licensed individuals while being rehabilitated as foster parents in a rehabilitation facility as part of a breeding program for educational purposes, or certain species may be used for falconry.
So I'm just saying, so we can have like deadly snakes, but we can't have owls. Cool rules, everybody. Cool rules. Makes
can
a lot of sense.
Can you have deadly snakes?
Oh, yeah, man. A-holes have deadly snakes all the time. There's always a weird reptile guy that's got like a spitting cobra.
Did you say a-holes?
Yeah. Oh.
You're an a-hole if you own a snake?
If you own a spitting cobra, right? Oof. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing with that thing?
Can you imagine living in like South Africa where...
No.
Like it's got the world's... Out of the top, 10 deadliest snakes, they're all there.
I was watching...
At any point, you can just find one.
I was watching a show like 2 days ago.
Imagine that.
It was on the Discovery Channel or whatever, and it's the snake wrangler guy, and he's in Africa. I think he's in South Africa, and he looks like Chris Anderson, the Birdman.
Yeah, I was watching that too.
You see that?
What I was talking about.
Did you see where he was in the kitchen? And he was like, there was a family that was like, hey, we saw a snake in our kitchen. It's been there for a week or two. We keep seeing it pop its head out or whatever. And they're like, yeah, it's probably just like a brown snake or whatever, like this harmless thing or whatever. So the guy's in there looking for it. He goes, hey, we need to find it because there is a chance based on what you could describe, it could be something more dangerous. Black Mamba.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in their kitchen.
And he catches them.
He catches it.
He's really good, but he's also an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he's way too nonchalant with those snakes.
Yeah. He's just down there with his freaky girlfriend, and they're just ripping up cabinets. Oh, deadliest snake in the world. And he's reaching his hand in things.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, he's... I don't know about that guy. Anyway, there's hot owl news. Okay?
Yeah.
We're done here, Mike? You guys ready to go?
I think we're done.
All right. We've got to move on. Coming up next, it is the Hot 5 at 5. Folks, if you're just tuning in today, the Blazers have made a trade. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.